This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, September 17th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Water Board rejects site's reservoir. Sigma turns 10. California consumers pay more for pork. Water Board denies site's reservoir for certification. The State Water Board yesterday denied a request for a water quality certification for the site's reservoir project. In a letter to the project authority, Jonathan Bishop, the board's chief deputy director, reasoned that the application, quote, suffers from a procedural inadequacy. The problem stems from the U.S. Army Corps decision in May to withdraw the project's application for a federal certification. It said the project authority had not demonstrated compliance with endangered species protections, among other requirements. Keep in mind, the issue, while alarming, may be more of a bureaucratic speed bump along the road to construction. The Army Corps assured the authority that it could still certify the project without having to restart the process if the authority submits all the proper paperwork. Meanwhile, the Water Board's legal team is still reviewing the authority's separate application for a water right. Last week, board staff toured the site of the proposed reservoir. Happy birthday, Sigma! California's package of laws known as the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act turned 10 yesterday. It hit a growth spurt recently with the development of more than 100 sustainability plans, with many spanning thousands of pages. But young Sigma will be living with the parents for a while, since it won't reach full maturity for another 25 years, and Sacramento agencies still have 6 plans in their house. The State Water Board is set to put the second of those plans on probation today. Governor Gavin Newsom celebrated the milestone and recognized groundwater as a critical part of the state's water supply, quote, especially amid hotter, drier conditions driven by climate change. He called for more progress in protecting the resource since, quote, the cost and consequences of inaction are far too great. California has hit, quote, every ambitious Sigma milestone so far, according to Paul Goslin. He directs the sustainable water management at the Department of Water Resources. He pointed out, despite the 6 plans under state review, local agencies manage 95% of the pumping. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross said that better management of groundwater is essential for ag to maintain food production in the face of climate change. She pointed out that the state has invested nearly $1 billion into addressing groundwater issues since it passed Sigma. California Farm-to-School Program increases market for smaller farmers. California's Farm-to-School Incubator Program has direct benefits for small and mid-sized farms by opening access to school district sales, and according to a new report. Researchers from UC Agriculture and Natural Resources, UC Berkeley, Food Insight Group, Berkeley Food Institute, and USDA took part of the study. Of the 50 participating producers, 57% made sales to schools between April and September 2023. Those farmers generated 33% of their total revenue on average from the sales. The market access kept 3 farmers from going out of business. The report attributed much of the $100 million program's success to CDFA's direct outreach efforts during the application period. It also found that technical assistance staff help with implementation. The report recommends continued funding for the program and to expand efforts to reduce application and participation barriers. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA economist
California consumers footing Prop 12 costs. USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says California consumers, rather than producers, are paying the cost of the pork production changes required by Proposition 12. The Prop 12 has resulted in premiums of 19% in retail pork sales in California, 21% at the wholesale level, Meyer said at the Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City yesterday. At least for Prop 12, the people that want the policy are the ones that are also experiencing the changes to the policy, Meyer said. New H-2A lawsuit filed. Employers who use the H-2A program are seeking nationwide relief from a Labor Department rule that has already been enjoined in 17 states. In a lawsuit filed yesterday in Kentucky, the National Council of Agricultural Employees and other plaintiffs criticized the department's decision to comply with an August 26 injunction from a Georgia federal judge by creating two separate application processes for H-2A workers, one applying to employers in states affected by the injunction and the other for states that are not. The judge found the rule to be unconstitutional because it gives farm workers collective bargaining rights. The Labor Department said it would continue processing H-2A applications in the states that sued, but would not enforce the invalidated provisions of the rule. The separate application processes, quote, whose applicability depends on the identity and location of the applicant and their work locations, results in a confusing and haphazard regulatory regime that sows confusion among those subject to the final rule, the lawsuit filed yesterday in Kentucky says. The rule should have never seen the light of day, NCAE President and CEO Michael Marr said. He noted the North Carolina Farm Bureau also has filed suit, and if we're successful, this should cover all of the other states as we have national membership and workers in all states except Alaska. Extension Plus in the offing. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas broke some news yesterday at the annual Ag Outlook Forum presented by AgriPulse and the Agricultural Business Council of Kansas City. Moran disclosed that Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow was considering attaching some kind of farm aid package to a farm bill extension at the end of the year. Stabenow did not discuss the cost of the package, he said. Moran told reporters yesterday, quote, she's recognizing the problems, challenges in Michigan, her home state, but also across the country that agriculture producers have because of high, high input costs. Moran's a senior member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, which would have a say on such a package. Rounds requests GAO study into impacts of Chevron deference. Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota is requesting a Government Accountability Office study of what agriculture regulatory disputes have previously been settled by deferring to agencies' interpretations. It's a process known as Chevron deference that was recently overturned by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's decision leaves federal agencies with less flexibility in implementing laws passed by Congress. Speaking to farmers at Dakota Fest earlier this summer, Rounds applauded the court's decision while also pointing out that lawmakers moving forward need to get more specific when writing legislation. That would also likely mean more congressional employees would need to be brought in to help draft legislation, he added. In his letter to Dodaro, Rounds said the deference principle has disproportionately impacted rural states, noting the agriculture, mining, and energy industries are, quote, increasingly subject to a growing number of rules. Many of these, he said, have been the subject of court disputes. Well, here's today's final word. I'm inspired by the potential for the farm-to-school program to support farmers using environmentally beneficial practices like reducing pesticides, planting cover crops, and growing organic, and to help farmers expand or adopt these practices. That Tim Bowles, a UC Berkeley assistant professor of agroecology, who co-authored a report evaluating CDFA's farm-to-school program. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, September 17th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Talley.